Any special time there?
I heard a wonderful one my nephew used. He said she'd been beaten by the ugly stick.
That's awful.
I thought that was amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
That was the nth degree. I hadn't heard that one before.
Yes, ma'am. What about a very attractive man or boy? Any special term for him? Or?
I can't whistle very well.
What about a woman or a girl, a very attractive woman or girl, any special term for her?
Lovely or beautiful.
Oh, we talked about schools and all the, where you would go to wash your hands and go to the restroom and so forth in the school. What would you call that?
The restroom.
The restroom. And what about the place where you play basketball? Or
the gym.
Was that usually just a basketball arena, or was that?
Back in my day, it was basketball and swimming, and that was it. They've somewhat expanded since then and have rather elaborate plans. They even have handball courts up here at Maryville College.
And the kind of wire fence that you might have around a school playground, like, you know,
like I've got around a swimming pool. Page chain fence, isn't that what it's called?
Yes, ma'am. And
with three rows of barbed wire at the
top. I guess that would tend to keep someone out, huh?
It's going to get electrified if they don't watch out.
Oh, you have problems with it?
Just twice. Once we found an alligator in the pool. He was dead, which was pretty cruel. He was just a little one. And, of course, they put him in that chlorine and killed him. And then once some kids drove a car up to the gate and knocked it down, and I'm sure had a nice swim, and then left both showers running full tilt. And we had to replace that. And I do not think an electric fence would be cruel. There are people who think that it would be similar to sitting out there with a shotgun, but I don't.
Especially with a sign or something around.
Caution, electric fence.
Yeah, it looks like anyone who could read would know better sense than to touch it.
Right, well, that would just be the barbed wire, which is 8 feet up.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's the only solution, because we put it down in the far backyard because I didn't want it where I had to look at it all winter sitting there empty. I don't think they're very pretty, but I do like them in the summer.
I promised my wife that we got a house. That's one thing I do is get her one with a wood pool. She likes that.
That's the best exercise in the world.
Of course, you can always just sit out there in the sun.
True. I do 20 laps a day. That's the only exercise I get.
20 laps, though, would be. That's pretty good.
No, I just got 10 in yesterday because I was pretty tired. I have to gauge it, but usually I get 20 in.
The next set of questions have to do with slang terms for various ethnic groups, some of which you may not have heard of at all. I'll just go through them. Orientals.
Chinks. And now these are old ones. I've heard no new ones at all.
Chinks, did that refer to any specific?
Chinese. When they came over to build the railroad, I suppose. Came from my father who